What's up, y'all? Summer's got a different tempo. Everything's a little looser, brighter. One plan turns into another. You hear something, you stay a little longer. Next thing you know, you're somewhere you didn't plan to be. It's those in-between moments. That's where the ideas hit. Conversations stretch out, little memories sneak up on you. And sometimes, it's just about what's in your hand. That color, that chill. The new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks. Guava and passion fruit flavors with mango pineapple flavored pearls. Yeah, that feels like summer before you even taste it. Funny how one small stop becomes the best part of the day. Start your summer rhythm with Starbucks. Try the new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks.
During Memorial Day at Lowe's, shop household must-haves for less. Save $80 on a Charbroil Performance Series 4-Burner Grill to chef up something special. Plus, get up to 45% off select major appliances to keep things fresh. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 5/27, while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on Silver Drive in Columbus.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better. With new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect, the fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Hey, it's Tony Bruschi from Real Ghost Stories Online. We're at it again, giving away another $500 Amazon gift card. If you want in on this round, all you got to do, leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, then shoot me a screenshot of it to contest at realghoststoriesonline.com. Very simple. Leave the review, Apple Podcasts. Screenshot, send it to contest at realghoststoriesonline.com. That's it. You're entered. Very soon, another person is going to win a $500 Amazon gift card as a thank you for that review. Go ahead. Leave it now. Takes like 4 seconds. Greatly appreciate it, and good luck.
This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
This is Emily. I'm from Minnesota. I recently found you guys' podcast about 3 weeks ago, and I'm working my way backwards through all of the episodes, watching the current ones as they come out. I just love your guys' stuff, and I listen to you guys all day, so I figured I'd call in. I wrote in about 2 weeks ago already. I wrote in pretty much right after I found you guys. And I haven't heard that on an episode yet, but I was hoping that maybe this one or that one will make it in. I have a dream story that I'd like to call in for you guys too, but I'll do that on a different day. So here goes. When I was really little, about a year old or so, my parents moved off of the house that I was born in into a little farm that we rented. We didn't do any of the farming. The people that owned the house did, and we pretty much just got to use all the buildings and stuff on the site. My parents were only together for a short time while we were there, and apparently my mom used to hear footsteps in the house. And all the cats, we were a big cat family, but all the cats would always be sitting in the living room with all of us. And my dad just kind of brushed it off and told her she was nuts or whatever, you know. And then as we started to grow up a little bit more, they had a dimmer switch in their bedroom. And it was a really old house, not in the best of shape at all. And they had a dimmer switch in their bedroom, and my mom would be sitting there reading a book or whatever at night. You know, this was kind of before everybody had TVs in their rooms. And the lights would just dim on their own or would turn off on their own. And my dad tried to play it off and say, well, it's just a faulty dimmer switch, you know, it's an old house. And so then she would go over and turn it back up and, you know, go back to her book. But then it started to happen where she would be sleeping, turned off the light when she went to bed, and she'd be waking up in the middle of the night, and she would see a glowing light, just a really soft glow of the light. And she'd wake my dad up and say, well, you know, the light's on. Did you go turn the light on? Did you go to the bathroom or something and forget to turn it off? And he'd say, no, I'm sure it's just that faulty switch, you know. And so she'd get up and go push the switch to turn it, you know, off. Well, then it would turn it on. So really, the light was glowing and the switch wasn't even on. Fast forward a couple of years, and my parents had separated and divorced by that time. And it was just me and my two sisters in the house with my dad. My mom would come and visit every once in a while. They were still pretty good friends, I guess. They tried to make it work for a long time, so they were just able to stay friends after. And she kind of started to tell us these stories, you know, and these things that happened. My oldest sister knew a lot about them. And I started to realize that I was having those same types of things happen in that house. I slept with my dad a lot because I was so young when my parents got divorced, that I was kind of just tormented as a kid, by my sisters, by my family. So my comfort was in him. And a lot of times I would wake up in his bed in the middle of the night with the same glowing on the ceiling as, you know, my mom would experience with the light. And there was also an old chimney pipe that was capped off on the inside of our house. And I thought that these were dreams for the longest time until my mom told me that she had the exact same experience. But I would wake up and see a face looking at me from around that pipe, which I'm not sure if it was in the pipe or floating in the air, but I saw it nonetheless. And as I said, I thought they were dreams until my mom confirmed many years later that she had seen that same exact type of thing. So not a whole ton of like really creepy stuff happened there, just kind of those little things here and there. But fast forward quite a few years now. I'm now 24, married with two kids, and a couple of years back, the house has been abandoned for about 6 or 7 years, probably, and the yard's overgrown, and nobody really goes up there anymore. The buildings are falling down. They had a fire in one of the barns, and that completely burnt down. And I told my husband that, you know, I grew up in that house. I would really love to just go back in there one time because the house was unlocked. It was just abandoned. And so I asked my dad if he knew if that was okay, because it is still owned privately. And he said that, yeah, he had done the exact same thing. And so my husband and I dropped our kids off, and we went exploring in this old family house of mine. And we were walking through the kitchen, and, you know, I was looking at all the rooms and just telling him, you know, memories and stuff. And when we made our way upstairs, and my dad's room was down the hall just a little ways, so I looked into two different bedrooms and was telling him a little bit about them. And I should mention that my dad also ended up moving out of this bedroom because he never really said why, but I kind of think that, you know, things started making a little bit of a believer out of him, because he ended up moving into a bedroom that was no bigger than a bathroom. It was really tiny. Granted, he was a single guy, but still, why wouldn't you want the space, you know? So anyways, we made our way down the hall a little bit more, and all of a sudden my husband goes, Emily, did somebody die in this house? And I said, well, not that I know of. Why? And he goes, because you need to come look at this. And I walked down the hall and I looked in the bedroom, and right in front of the doorway, there was an outline taped on the floor of a body, sprawled on the floor. I didn't have time to look and see if there was any stains or whatnot, or if there was any, you know, stuff around that room. It was in the room that we had all those experiences in, me and my mom. We booked it out of there about as fast as we possibly could. And I have asked him since if he would want to go back and see if it's still there, because I called my dad and I asked him about it, and he goes, oh, well, I'm sure some kids were just partying in there, you know, in an abandoned house, and did that to play a joke on people. Well, yeah, I'm not so sure that that's what happened. I guess not really any insight needed from you guys. I just thought it was kind of a creepy story, and I wanted to let you guys know that. I'm probably going to be calling back pretty soon here, maybe even tonight still, with my dream story. I am hoping that you guys would maybe play it on the regular podcast, but if it goes into the EPP, hopefully one day I become a member of that, and I'll get to hear it on there if you guys play it. That's my story. I hope that you guys keep doing this for a long time. Seems like every time I get caught up on a podcast and get current, they shut it down. So I really hope that that doesn't happen with you guys before I get caught up. So love your guys' show. Keep doing it.
If you want more real ghost stories and access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories, become an extra podcast person, an EPP. Sign up now at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games as all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.